Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. WF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. And guess what, folks? He's back. my co-host with the most, he is...
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of a world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on while it's at a slumber. I hear the rhythm of the music. I buy a product and never use it. I hear the talkings of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is El Vacant. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está? And aloha.
Aloha. Yes, sir. Good to have you back, sir. It's been a while. And I'm assuming you've been keeping busy and you weren't in any more trouble with the stuff you had.
We will not talk about the evenings I spent in the Philippines, but, you know, Like a good officer of the company, I went forward to make sure that everything was the way was paved for our upcoming pay-per-view event in the Philippines. I've been working hard, making sure that all of the arrangements were made with the arena, making sure we had first-class accommodations for all of our wrestlers, you know, the whole nine yards. But you know, now smooth sailing.
Well, good. I'm good. I'm glad you were over here, or at least over in the Philippines, being an ambassador, getting us ready, getting everything set up, helping us get stuff set up for Tropical Aggression, which is only 8 nights away, ladies and gentlemen. Next Sunday night, live from the Philippine arena in Ciudad de Victoria in the Philippines. So
we'll talk. Have you ever actually seen the thing? I had been to the Philippines. I'd never been to the arena. It's huge.
It is. It is the largest indoor arena in the world now.
It is insane.
Yeah. So it is
like,
going
I
to be
the
huge.
Tokyo Dome was big, but this, oof.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't gotten to see it yet. I'll be leaving there probably Monday morning and heading on over the Pacific to the Philippines, so looking forward to that. But
after the show, yeah. I'm gonna text you, you know, because I also did some, you know, nighttime scouting for the people, you know, who I know like to, you know, sample the nightlife, as it were. So I'll send you my recommendations, so you don't have to go wandering and looking.
Sounds good. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot to talk about. We will get to Tropical Aggression in just a little bit. El Vacant, I'm sorry, I have no rankings for you to read tonight.
Okay.
Due to the week off we took earlier this month, all of those matches were made. See, we had matches last week's and the week before, but none of those are over yet. So
what I'm hearing is that all of the rankings are vacant.
No, that's not how it works. I posted the rankings from last week's show last week in the top 25. And because I was unable to do any further rankings other than to add a few scene scores to some people that made some scenes this week, it pretty much stays the same. So we will just have to wait till next week to get any updated rankings. Sorry for that, folks. But when you take a week off in the middle of the rankings period, that's going to happen. So, all right, but we do have a lot to talk about. Last week on Superstars, we crowned a new Superstars champion as Killer Neptune defeated Sassy Applebee's to win the Superstars championship. And I want to take a look here. I know he has held it before. I think he's either a 3 or 4-time superstar. I'm going to take a look here real quick. It's either 3 or 4. 3?
I mean, give it an hour and he'll have rubbed it in Paragon's face and he can tell us.
He is indeed a 4-time Superstars champion at this point. So congratulations to Killa. He joins the 4-time club for the Superstars Championship. I'm going to go ahead and add his name to that list while I'm here and thinking about it. Yes, he now joins Paragon and Kayla the Governess as the only other two people that have held that title 4 times. So congratulations. There we go. So with that being said, Nightcrawler retained his Ultimate Gauntlet Championship against the Extreme Enigma last week as well. Tomorrow's Superstars will come to us here in the Blaisdell Arena here in Honolulu. And the main event for the Superstars Championship, it will be Killa Neptune versus Hobo Ezekiel. That's going to be a good matchup. That one's going to be fun, I think. What do you think, El Vega?
I think that's going to be a great match. That's a really good match. Two very different styles, but two very good competitors.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Hobo has held it twice.
See?
So he knows what it's like to be Superstars champion. He's not a stranger to that title in any way whatsoever, but we will see what happens. It should be a very good main event tomorrow in Honolulu. All right. So that is Superstars. Let's get to some GM reports. I have in my hand the tags report from Unstoppabot. The top 5 tag teams after 5 of 6 rounds. In first place are Dungeons & Dragons, the Paragon of Greatness, and Nox Boogie. In second place are Menzino and Mrs. Brew Menzino, a.k.a. Hotness Overload. In third place, Mind Games, the Extreme Enigma, and A.F. James. In fourth place are Deez and Mithras. And in fifth place, the Cage Shakers, the Unsettled Chris Cage and Papa Shaker. Remember, the top 2 tag teams this season will be facing each other next week at Tropical Aggression for the tag team titles. And the new season of tags is now open for sign-ups. Sign-ups will close in 1 week on Sunday, August 27th, after the pay-per-view radio show. If you're in need of a partner, come check out the scene. And, of course, that scene has been updated on the RAWF main page. Just look for the tag division logo. All right. Now, other things to talk about. First of all, for those of you who weren't able to listen to the show last week, the Arsehole of the Month tournament did get stuck after 1, 2, or 3 rounds, and I had to restart it with the participants that were left. And that is continued underway. We're in the quarterfinals of the Arsehole of the Month, and right now we have Sean Hitman Hurd taking on Spade. Magnificent Michael taking on The Undertaker. Killa Neptune taking on the Unsettled Chris Cage. And Kane the Governor versus the Paragon of Greatness. And that's a very interesting bracket, El Vacant. In the top half of it, you have 3 people that have never held an RAWF championship in Sean Hitman Hurd, Spade, and Magnificent Michael, along with The Undertaker, who course has been multimedia champion. And then on the other half of the bracket, you've got 3 RAWF Hall of Famers plus Kane the Governor. You got Paragon, Killa Neptune, Chris Cage, and Kane the Governor. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, but should be an interesting finish. However, I do not think that this tournament will end by Tropical Aggression, so Strangleheart may have to wait till a Superstars after the pay.
Stop, boys. Come on, move it.
Yeah, well, when there's gold on the line, you can't expect people to go quickly. So I have a feeling that tournament will not end before Tropical Aggression. So Strangleheart may not defend that men's championship at Tropical Aggression. But is what it is. We'll just have to move on. We got a lot of good stuff at Tropical Aggression, though, I have to say. I am excited for this card from top to bottom. But first, before we get to that, we have another GM report. This one from Mr. R-A-W-F himself, the Hatfield and McCoy GM. He is...
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Gentlemen, he is Judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus. Hello. Welcome back. You all good?
Oh, hi. How you been?
I've been good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I went from one tropical island to another tropical island. Mai Tais galore. I'm a happy guy.
There you go. Can't ask for a better person. Better weather. Better everything. Mai Tais. Good drinks. Go ahead.
All right, Judge, so what do you have for us to report from the Hatfield and McCoy division?
Well, the Hatfield and McCoy division is going through some changes. First off, I unfortunately did not receive the message from Conker who he is going to choose to take, but I think you do know who he's going to choose.
Rumor has it that he may show up tonight. To make that announcement.
Okay, rumor has it.
We will see.
All right. So, we'll tell you about the little changes that's going to be taking place with Hatfield McCoy's. We've been sitting here and I've been looking over Hatfield McCoy's division and debating back and forth on some things, and I have decided to put Hatfield McCoy's to the side for a minute. So, and I said to myself, self, because I call myself self, I said, self, what can I do to bring some excitement back to RAWF? And it hit me. So starting at Cataclysm, how you say that word?
Cataclysm.
I can never say that word. Capitalism. Cataclysm.
Hold on.
Capitalism?
Stop.
No, that's wrong.
Stop. Hold on a second. You don't mean Cataclysm because there will be no Cataclysm this year.
Yeah, that's okay. One of the ones that took the axe.
Oh, I forgot. They didn't get the axe. Okay, what's the next one then?
It's Graveyard Smash in October.
All right. So, before Graveyard Smash in October, we'll say starting in a couple weeks, I'm going to kick off Survivor. He's going to return to RAWF. The rules are going to be just like they've always been. This time there's a zero tolerance rule in effect. It means if you mess up, you're gone. I'm not going to play around with people this year. When you're assigned, we're going to start out with 20 people, 10 for each one. So when the sign-up sheet comes in your inbox, be sure you sign up. And then we're going to be setting matches, and we'll go over more rules and details as we get started into the into Survivor. And there will be hidden idols where you can go and fight someone. You may fight the Immortal Griffin for a title. I mean, for a idol. If you win, you get the idol. If you don't, too bad, so sad. He can't tell you if he has it or not until after the match is over. So it's up to you to figure out who in Unstoppable, who in REWF has as a hidden idol. So, but watch for it in the next couple of weeks. We're going to bring that back in. As far as the Hatfield McCoy goes, once the Hatfield McCoy championship is over, that person is going to automatically be the champion. And I'm going to still set Hatfield McCoy tournaments. So we're still going to be able to sign up for both of those. So we will have a Hatfield McCoy tournament just for the fun of it, just everybody does. Some people do like Hatfield McCoys, and some people don't. So you got two choices now. So any questions? Hearing none? Any questions? I'm Dennis.
I can't think of any at the moment. I know how you run Survivor, so sounds like a good time. Sounds like it's going to be fun. So you do your voodoo, Judge. I'm looking forward to seeing Survivor come back to RAWF.
And we're going to be doing some voodoo, too, because voodoo is going to be fun.
All right. Anything else to add, Judge?
I don't think I need to add anything else. Add a little bit of spice to it. That's about all I can do.
All right.
Well, it's going to be a Graveyard Smash, so is it pumpkin spice?
It's going to be pumpkin spice. Yeah, it's going to be pumpkin spice. Is it ready? Pumpkin spice.
All right. Well, with that being said, thank you, Judge. Stick around. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Yes, we'll talk about you a little bit later.
All right. So, with that being said, let's now turn our discussion to Tropical Aggression El Vacant. And,
oh, yes.
This is going to be a hell of a match. As I said, Conk is supposed to be here or to make the announcement. If he does not, if he's not here by, say 11:30, then I will go ahead and announce who he is going to fight, who he has chosen, because he did win the contendership tournament to make his own choice on who to defend the title against. He has made that choice, but I'm waiting to see if he shows up to make that announcement himself. If not, then I will let everyone in later on in the show. Champions Choice Championship, Maeve will defend against fellow RAWF Hall of Famer The Razor in an Irish Kryptonite match. And I don't know if you were here the night that she announced that and what the rules were and all that good stuff, El Vacant. But it's going to be an interesting match. If I remember correctly, Razor can only use moves that have the word Irish in them. So I think that's like two moves.
I only know of one. What's the other one? Irish Whip and what?
I could have sworn there was another one. There's got to be. I think there's two. But I can't remember what the other one is. But all right. But that is those are the rules. That's the match. Mabel Hare defending against The Razor. Let's see here. Back to where I was. There we go. All right. With that being said, we go to the other matches on the card. Powerball Championship, the Immortal Griffith will defend against Sassy Applebee's, who's been doing quite well for herself as of late, El Vacant, ever since winning the Xanthar to Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. She's now won the Powerball Tournament. Pretty damn close to winning the Wrestling God Invitational, and I'll give you guys an update on that in just a little bit. But Sassy has some momentum on her side, but will it be enough to unseat the Immortal Griffith as Powerball champion?
I mean, that remains to be seen, I guess. you know, he's been pretty quiet of late. Well, you know, I see that he's out there tonight. Maybe he'll grace us with his presence and have some opinions. But look, I don't know. Sassy's pretty tough, you know, and she's beaten him before. So who knows?
Indeed, who knows? But it should be a pretty good match. Undertaker will defend the Multimedia Championship against Devillo, and I have a feeling I know who you're choosing here. But I'll give you the option to let me know. Hello?
Sorry, I got distracted by the board. What?
Undertaker or Devillo Multimedia Championship at Tropical Aggressive?
I'm going to go with Devillo because I can't.
I get you. I hear you. I'm kind of siding.
Even though
with Devillo.
I suspect that's what's going to happen, I can't say it.
Right. I hear you. Rooting for Devillo, not rooting for Devillo, but I'm thinking Devillo may win that championship.
I am rooting for Devillo.
Yeah. And Devillo, let's check, because I know she's won that title before, but I looked it up earlier. 1, 2, she's at least a two-time multimedia champion is Devillo. So... Three-time multimedia champion. Yeah. So looking to win it for the fourth time and come close to other records, but we'll see. Let's see here. Triple Crown Championship. It'll be Hotshot Chaz defending it against Deez and the badass Billy Gunn. And it's been a while since we've seen Deez holding RAWF gold. Chaz, of course, it was a long, long journey to the Triple Crown Championship, but he finally got there. Successfully defended it at Philadelphia Freedom, but can he hold off Deez and Billy Gunn? One is hungry to regain gold, and the other one's hungry to win the gold for the first time in RAWF. Who do you like here?
I think we're gonna see and new.
All right, but which one?
Oh, that's right. I guess I'm sorry. I think we're gonna see a new first time champion, is what I'm saying.
You think Billy Gunn? You're predicting Billy Gunn?
I think Billy's. Look, we gave him some crap when he showed up. You know, he came in, made a lot of noise, and didn't really back it up initially. But then he kind of hunkered down and he kind of figured out what was going on in the locker room, and he's done a lot and he's improved and he's impressed me. And I think he's going to take this home.
All right. I mean, I think it can go either way. I really do. I wouldn't be surprised if no matter the outcome here, I think all of them have good reasons for wanting to win that match as badly as they do. And nothing would shock me. I call that one even Steven all across the board. So we shall see, though. FUBAR City Championship. AF James and Chris Cage fight for the vacated FUBAR City Championship. And the unsettled one, of course, has been looking pretty good as of late. And AF James, of course, the stalwart veteran who has been FUBAR City champion before. Who do you like here?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but both of them have had that title at one point or other, have they not?
You know, I looked earlier. I think it was last week. And yeah, the unsettled Chris Cage has never held the FUBAR City championship.
Really?
Yes. Shockingly enough.
Shocking in every way.
Yes.
All right, well, if that's true, I would think that this match leans in and out, in by its very nature, leans itself towards Christopher Cage. But, and here's the caveat I'm going to put on that. We have said that before about AF James, that this is not the kind of match he should excel in. And every time I've said that in the past, he's looked at me, thumbed his nose at me, eaten a burrito, and then gone and kicked somebody's ass. So...
I think this is going to be an incredible match. My gut says it's probably going to be Christopher Cage, but I will not be stunned in the slightest if AF James manages to come out with that title again.
I'm leaning toward Chris Cage on this one just because I think he right now is looking better than he ever has. And that's saying something for somebody who is an RAWF Hall of Famer and has held as many titles as he has. But right now I'm seeing a different side of Chris Cage that I really like. And not only do I think he won the FUBAR City Champion, I seriously think he's going to make a run for the World Heavyweight Championship sometime very, very soon. And as a matter of fact, I'd almost be willing to bet money on it.
I would as well. I mean, his attitude has been shifting of late, not necessarily in what I would opinion health, I would assume as healthy ways. But look, you can't argue with success, and he's had nothing but success lately. And he absolutely has been eyeing that big gold for a while now. And I think anything that gets between him and that prize is in jeopardy. Winning this match gets him one step closer to that prize. And more importantly, losing this match is a stumbling block on that road. So I think that alone is going to motivate him to try and do everything he can to walk out with that title.
And you weren't here last week when I did have rankings set. And this was last week, as out of eight out of the 14 matches, the unsettled Chris Cage was the only undefeated sole undefeated person after eight matches, and ranked number two. And the only reason he was ranked number two behind the Paragon of Greatness at number one is because Paragon won the extra points tournament over STB. In the finals of that, it was an incredible extra points tournament, by the way. But yeah, Chris Cage, at least as of last week's rankings, is on course for a world title contender match. If he can hold up the rest of the period doing what he's been doing, he could be very well be in that world title contender match come a few weeks from now. Next up, we need to talk about the Midnight Hobo Championship. Nightcrawler defending against Conk. Now, Conk has been very interested. It's been very interesting road for Conk. Right now, he is the current Hatfield-McCoy champion. He's held that for quite a while, looking to add to more gold. But, of course, Nightcrawler, one of the best right now here in RAWF. How do you see this match playing out?
My gut wants to go with Conk. I don't even know why.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but my gut is saying Conk.
No, I'm not going to I won't disagree. Certainly won't disagree. But, you know, I'm surprised.
I don't even think it's a logical choice. Like, I genuinely am looking at my gut going, did you have bad burrito? What is this?
Yeah. Give me a second. Sorry about that. All right. All right. So I don't disagree. I think Conk does have a good chance at it. And Nightcrawler does seem to kind of be bored with the Midnight Hobo title. So he would like to move up and grab stuff, get back to the world title or even the Platinum Dragon Championship. He kind of mentioned that before too. So we will see. We will see what happens. NC versus Conk, Midnight Hobo title on the line at Tropical Aggression. A good one for you, El Vacant. The Estrogen title will be a battle of redheads.
Yeah.
As the first Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, will defend against Revenge Gibson, who won the Biatch of the Month tournament. What are your thoughts on this battle of the fiery redheads?
One, yay, I'm going to be a very happy guy. Two, I think we're going to see Cougar redeem.
I mean, I don't disagree, although I will certainly not count out Revy's ability to win RAWF gold. And I mean, I've known her for a long, long time, as I have Cougs. Those two know each other very, very well. from years of battling each other. So it would not surprise me either way. And let me see here. I'm pretty... Well, guess not. I thought Revy was a former estrogen champion, but she's not.
No. I don't believe so.
Nope, she certainly is not. She is not on that list. All right. Well, we shall see. That one's going to be a good one. DW, a rematch from Philadelphia Freedom. Diesel Warrior, DW, will defend her national title once again against Kayla the Governess. These two have been clawing at each other in the rankings. Kayla once again won the national title contender match. How do you see DW Kayla 2 going down at Tropical Aggression?
Honestly, I expect to see a repeat. I think we're going to see exactly what we saw last time.
You think DW retains?
I do.
Well, I don't know. I didn't
feel like the match was particularly close last time, and I haven't seen anything since then that tells me that Kayla has changed up or learned anything from that match. I think she's riding on what she's always done, and I think DW sees that. And unless Kayla comes into that match and does something very different, I think we're going to have the same exact outcome.
Well, we shall see. I don't know. I want to agree with you, and you're probably right, but Kayla still has been impressing me a lot lately. And it would not shock me if she were able to wrench that national title away from DW. Simply the Best defends the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. Now, considering STB was also in the main event, challenging Griff for the World Heavyweight Championship, let's just get this out of the way. What does STB walk out of with at Tropical Aggression? One title, two titles, or neither?
Yeah, you want my honest opinion?
Yep.
I think he walks out with his hat in his hand.
Wow. Really?
I do. I don't see it.
I mean, granted, it was to defeat both the Paragon of Greatness and the Immortal Griffith in the same night is a daunting task for any individual. Including STB, but if anybody could do it, it's probably STB.
It's not a matter of skill. The man has all the skill in the world. Any other match, any other day, he might win both these matches. But here's the problem. You got Paragon of Greatness coming after the heart and soul of the RAWF. See? If there's anyone who's going to fight harder for that title than anyone else in this company, it's probably Paragon. So, you know, he's got a hell of a fight there. So he has to go through a hell of a match against Paragon, and then immediately, because of the way we do our cards, immediately go back into the ring and face the most decorated world champion this company has ever seen for the world championship. The odds are stacked against him. Individually, if he didn't have both matches, maybe, right? But with both matches with those two men on the same night, that's insane. That's insane for anybody.
Well, let's for a moment say you're wrong and STB walks out of there with two victories and both championships and puts himself into RAWF history as one of just a handful of guys that have held both titles at the same time. Especially considering the two men he has to beat to do this, would you consider STB now taking that final step onto the Mount Rushmore of RAWF? Because
I will tell you right now, if he walks out with both of those titles, I will be the first person to nominate him for this next year's Hall of Fame.
Wow, really?
Absolutely. If he does that, if he manages to beat those two men on the same night and take those two titles, what more can he prove?
That's true. Agreed. You realize he's already in the RAWF Hall of Fame. He just went in 2 months ago.
Shh, I know. Shush. I'm making a point. I know it's not relevant.
Okay. Just making sure you realize
I want
that.
I'll put him in a den. We'll start a new wing for holy shit moments.
Okay. That's fair. That's more, yeah.
It's just the enormity of the problem, right? He's out there and he gave me the hairy eyeball and says, look, I have nothing but respect for Simply the Best. I give him a little shit for his name now and then, whatever, but it's very rare I don't call for him to win a match. It's very rare. He's a very, very talented wrestler. I just think the enormity of that combination on that night, that might be too much for anyone. I mean, anyone.
We shall see. I mean, STB's already proven he can win the world title. He did it last year. And he's been a very strong Platinum Dragon champion since winning that title. So we will see. It should get very interesting. This is STB's night to make absolute RAWF history and hit the very, very top of the mountain here in RAWF. And we'll see if he can pull it off. I wouldn't be shocked if it does happen. I wouldn't be. But we shall see. You're right. It is an enormous venture to defeat both the Paragon of Greatness and the Immortal Griffith in separate matches in one night. We shall see what's going to be on us. What is going to happen? All right. With that all being said, we haven't talked to him for a while, so let's get his opinion on the whole matter. He's back from vacation is our World Heavyweight Champion. Please welcome. Supreme Fighter Champion. He is the Immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Hello. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How was your vacation?
Quite refreshing, actually.
Oh, good. Good. And it's going to have to be because you got quite the night coming up here, just 8 nights from the night here over in the Philippines. We'll start with the Powerball Championship. Sassy Applebee's will be your opponent. What are your thoughts on facing Sassy?
I mean, I don't have particularly many. She's a fine wrestler. I've faced her many times in this industry. I've won more than I've lost, but I've certainly lost to her. I suspect I'm going to retain. I suspect, however, it'll be a good match, probably a close match. But at the end of the day, you know, it could be her day. Yeah, she's very talented.
Indeed. It should be very interesting. I think, I mean, she's not somebody you normally faced here in RIWF, but
no.
I know you faced her in the indies, as you said. But we'll see. She has been quite on a tear as far as tournaments go, and she was Superstars champion for about a month. So it'll be interesting to see if she...
Well, and actually, in the RIWF, where I have bumped into her the most is in tournaments.
And
I can think of at least one tournament she removed me from.
Was that the Xanther?
It was.
Wow. Did not realize that. Or if I did, I didn't remember it. But so there. Okay. So that one's got some intrigue to it, we shall say. That, of course... is not, I'm sure, first and foremost on your mind. We now know STB is going to be your challenger for the World Heavyweight Championship. So, what are your thoughts, sir? What are your thoughts on STB and how that match is going to play out at Tropical Aggression?
Well, you know, before I went on my vacation, things were a little keyed up. And, you know, I got to kind of ask that question about him and Kane. And at that time, I said I would honestly rather face Kane. And people had read into that about me being afraid of STB or whatever. And I want to be clear. The reason I wanted Kane is because I haven't had that match. I have never faced that man for a title in this company. He has never come after something that belongs to me. And that's new and interesting. And I like new and interesting. I've had this match with STB. Couple times. Am I saying it's going to be a repeat? No, STB is a consummate professional. He's going to come at me differently every time he faces me because he knows he has to, much like I'm going to come at him differently every time we face because I know I have to. You know, it's going to be a really good match. But here's the thing. I don't know that I agree with what El Vacant said earlier. I don't think he's going to walk out hat in hand. I do not mean this as in any way disrespectful to Paragon, but I actually think he's going to retain that belt. But here's the problem for him. To be able to retain that belt against a man as good as Paragon of Greatness, right? It's right in his name, Greatness. To be able to keep that title out of those purple covered hands, he's going to have to give it all. Is he capable of retaining? Absolutely. Even Paragon has said so. It is going to be a hell of a match. But to keep that belt, he will have to leave everything in that ring. And that's the problem for him. Because see, just moments later, that bell will ring again against me. Another man that he would need to leave everything in the ring to defeat. And he'll have already done it. And I'm not going to say it's not possible. I've been there. I'm one of the few people in this company that have been in the exact spot that he is in right now. It can be done. You can rally. You can just dig into depths that you never knew you had. And maybe he can. But, you know, it's going to be a challenge for Paragon. It's going to be a challenge for me. But the person who's going to face the real challenge that night is simply the best. Because he's going to have to see if he has depths that he didn't know he had. I'm kind of interested in seeing the answer. But here's the question, simply the best. You have to ask yourself, and only you can answer it. And maybe you won't know till that bell rings. If you manage to keep your title from Paragon of Greatness, what will you have left for me? And will it be enough? I don't think it will be. But I'm excited to find out.
All right, STB says, I am going to give it hell trying. So he's fired up, you're fired up.
And to be clear, I believe him. I believe he will. And I think it's going to be a good match, and I look forward to it.
Indeed. Indeed. It's going to be a hell of a match. It's going to be a hell of a night at Tropical Aggression next week in the Philippines. And it is the largest indoor stadium is the Philippine Arena. Griffith, your thoughts on fighting in the Philippines? I don't know if you've ever wrestled in the Philippines before. I'm sure you probably have, knowing you.
But, I've never wrestled there. I've done other things there, but I've never wrestled there. The Philippines are just a genuinely lovely place, but it's weird. To the Western mindset, it's a strange place because, you know, we're used to first world problems. We're used to just walking around. And when we see things like in major cities in the U.S. or in Europe, you know, that are beaten down and we think, oh, my God, this is so third world or whatever you want to call it. Right. Like, that's what the good parts of the Philippines look like. Like the Philippines, there is so much beauty and so much wonderful things, but in and around you is just such abject poverty everywhere. And yet, as a people, they are some of the most friendly, happiest people you will ever meet. Ever. Anywhere in the world. So like, I tell people, anyone coming to the Philippines to see this, be you wrestler, be you staff, be you fan who is flying in to see a once-in-a-lifetime moment, make sure you experience that island. It is amazing.
Well, we are all looking forward to Tropical Aggression 8 nights from tonight. Griffith, any final thoughts on any for either your opponents or about Tropical Aggression as a whole?
No, I think I've covered it. I expect it's going to be a really good match, and I look forward to it.
All right.
Although, I mean, out there I see, you know, my supposed brother Cox out there calling 3-1 odds in favor of STB. I feel the love, brother. Feel the love.
Can you feel the love tonight? Oh, you.
I need to feel it harder. Jesus.
All right. Well, Griff, we will talk to you hopefully next week. Before the match goes underway at Tropical Aggression, good luck to you, sir. And just, I guess, suppose you would like to know who you're wrestling tomorrow. Let me look that up real quick.
Sure. Why not? Who's my next victim?
From our good friend Randall Mortimer Draw. You will be taking on Striker.
I'm sorry, who?
His name's Striker.
Am I supposed to know who that is?
Well, he's been in RAW.
I genuinely know who that is.
I'm not
even trying to be sarcastic. I do not know who that is.
Well, you'll find out tomorrow here in Hawaii.
All right.
Here at the Blood. But yes, good luck to you tomorrow. Good luck, and we'll talk more about Tropical Aggression and next week, sir. Have a good one.
You as well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to take a commercial break from a word from our sponsors. When we return, the likes of the Paragon of Greatness and Ice Cold Aaron McFadden will be joining us, among others. And this is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
This is Locker Room Etiquette with your host of Hostess Cupcakes and anything good I can find from the front row, Hobo Ezekiel. Now, on this installment of Locker Room Etiquette, I want to talk about something that has been of a bit of a conversation in all of the locker rooms across WU. The Wrestler Unstoppable Real Life Shop. I don't know what swag is,
My friend Liam O'Shaughnessy used to talk about it. And first I thought it was a new type of beer I hadn't tried, but then I was clued in that in fact the Mundo is a place where all your managers behind the scenes can go to have something made on, say, a t-shirt, a baseball cap, iPhone some bitches, whatever those is, pillars, backpacks, you name it. Who knows? Maybe one day they'll have a can of Beanie Weenies with your name on it. But I'm getting ahead of myself. All you's got to do is go to the link, not a hot dog link, a website link, that is on the RAWF homepage. Scroll down, and boom sauce is your uncle. If you see Intermarkets on redbubble.com, then you found it. So what are you waiting for? Grab an artiste if you can't draw and submit a logo that ain't copyrighted. And boom sauce for $19.99. You got yourself your own little corner where you can buy your own merch or your fans can. So come on and show your pride and show off your bling bling. No, really, why can't I have a can of Beanie Weenies that says on the front, better than Paragon's pickles, huh? God damn it!
Hey everyone, this is Sasha Camaro and you are listening to RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Vroom, baby!
Let's go.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is our AWFM.
Thanks for listening. And a special thanks to our Patreon supporters. If you'd like to get
access. Thank you. What was that?
Apparently,
all right.
Someone trying to get Patreon supporters.
Apparently.
I didn't know all they were that hard up for money. I'm just...
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. And this just in, we have breaking news, El Reagan.
Okay. I read.
Ladies and gentlemen, Conk has officially said I can announce who his opponent will be at Tropical Aggression. He has made that decision. And actually, Judge, are you still there? Judge? Judgment? Judge?
Judgment.
Judge?
Judge.
Unmute, Judge.
Self?
No, unmuted. I'm here.
Judge, you being the Hatfield-McCoy GM, would you like to announce who Conk is defending the title against at Tropical Aggression?
Sure. Okay, Conk will be defending the title against, I cannot say his name, Albatross Unlimited.
Albatross.
Albatross. Albatross.
Got
a hemorrhoid unlimited. There you go.
Albatross Unlimited will be Conk's opponent for the Hatfield and McCoy title.
I got a hemorrhoid unlimited better.
If you want unlimited hemorrhoids, go you, but ow.
Albatross? Is that how you say it?
Albatross Unlimited.
Al Pacino.
Tross. Okay.
Albatross.
I was trying to say Al Badross.
No.
It kind of looks like that. Al Badross.
Alberta, Canada.
Anyway, he's defending it against Albatross Unlimited. There you go.
All right. Albatross Unlimited will challenge Conk for the Hatfield-McCoy Championship. How do you feel that? How do you think? What do you think is going to happen, Judge? Do you have a prediction for that match?
Oh, Conk's going to kill him. Conk chose a good person to make Conk win to where Conk will not lose his title. I would say that.
Well, and I think it's a good push for Albatross Unlimited to at least be in a title match is something. He's accomplished something. I have to give him credit. He got somehow caught Conk's eye, and it is what it is. We will see what
Conk
happens.
I had someone message me. I'm not going to say who, and they had messaged me about Conk's little scene. They said, "Why does the champion get to choose their opponent in my division?" Well, here it is. It's simple. If you win, and if you're the champion and you win the tournament, you get to... Well, first of all, I don't need to explain to you anything. But anyway, I'm just saying that if you are in my division and you win and you're the champion and you win the tournament, you get to choose from the people who was in the division that did not time out. You're able to choose one of them to face.
Right, and that's not a new thing, right? That's an RAW.
No, it's not a new
thing.
It's been going on for a while, yeah. It's been going on for a while, so, I mean, I don't know if this person...
You don't want them to be able to choose? Don't let them win.
Yes, thank you.
There you go. I mean, that is a standard RAWF rule just about across the board. If there is a contendership tournament, whether it be men's Estrogen, Hatfield-McCoy, and others, there's been others as well. If you win that tournament as champion, to decide your opponent on pay-per-view, your title defense. So it is nothing new, and it has been an RAWF staple for years. So Yeah. Anybody yeah. whoever that person is that messaged you, Judge, then you just tell them, hey, that's how it works. All right.
I told them just that's how it was. It's been like that since I can remember. So, but I just wanted to clear it out because apparently we do have a lot of people are joining the company who may not understand everything. So I just wanted to throw that out there for a minute.
That's fair.
Is fundamental.
That is fair. It might have been somebody who hasn't been in RAWF long, so we'll go with that. But all right. So Conk versus Albatross Unlimited is official now for Tropical mm-hmm. Aggression next week. Hatfield and McCoy title on the line. And, of course, if Conk wins, he is guaranteed to be the longest reigning Hatfield and McCoy champion in RAWF history. Judge, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, how long has he had it?
I mean, Conk is Conk. I mean, I give him credit. If he's able to pull it off, he's able to pull it off. I mean, I couldn't say that. I mean, there's a couple other people who would be a good face for my division. And Conk is a good. Seeing Conk up there, it proves that it's not a lightweight division.
So. Conk has held the title since Immortal 10, which was 5 months ago. He knows how many days it is, but let's put it this way. If he gets past Albatross next week, he then will add, I mean, the longest reign on record is the Immortal Griffiths, 175 days in 2020. Conk, last I checked, was around 140, and if he gets by Albatross, he will then have it until late October, because that's when Graveyard Smash is. So that would be enough to break the record. So
yes. That's
where we go. So we will see. We will see what happens. Conk now, he will defend against Albatross Unlimited. And a matter of fact, let's bring on, I see Albatross has just called in. Let's go. Let's hear from what he's got to say.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is the number one contender, the Hatfield and McCoy Championship. He is Albatross Unlimited. Good evening, Albatross.
How we doing, LA?
First of all, are you surprised at the decision by Conk to choose you as the challenger to his title?
Honestly, yeah, a little bit, to be honest.
Well, this is your first opportunity at RAWF Gold, your first official match, a championship match in RAWF. How excited are you now for Tropical Aggression?
Well, I didn't have a match the card. Maybe that was, I don't know how you could say it. Maybe that's a reason behind it.
Well, I mean, it certainly, I'm sure he took that into account, among other things. But to be fair, you have been very active. You have been very vocal since joining RAWF a few months ago. So, you know, it's not completely unwarranted, to say the least. We will see. So talk to me about facing Conk for the Hatfield-McCoy Championship. What's the strategy? Because, you know, Conk's no stranger to the ring. He's a legend. He's been around many, many years here in the world of WUs. He knows how to hold titles. He knows how to keep them. So what's your strategy going up against such a grizzled veteran?
Well, maybe I don't want to give away my strategy.
Probably smart.
All right. Fair enough. Well, then, I mean, what do you have? Conk's out there. You know Conk's out there. So anything you have to say to him?
Not really. No.
Really? Nothing? Nothing? Yeah, let me try for you. Gonk, thank you for making the biggest mistake of your entire career by giving Missy the opportunity to destroy you in front of a global audience and take that title and make it my own. See, that's the way you answered that question.
Sure, we'll go with that.
You're kidding me, Smalls.
What's the old saying goes that I've heard through the years? Actions speak louder than words.
You know this is professional wrestling, right? Words matter.
Oh, I understand that.
Well, I mean, and I get it. The pressure to do promos on air can be daunting sometimes. But yeah, I tell you what. We'll just wish you good luck. Is there anything else you wanted to discuss tonight?
I really haven't been on for what, a few weeks.
Right.
Kind of took a little.
Yeah. So.
See, I'll wait for a few weeks. He doesn't bother coming on. See, I'm the real draw. I told you.
Well, maybe the mask is the difference. You know.
Maybe. Well, let me inform you tomorrow here in Honolulu at the Blaisdell Arena, you will be going one-on-one with Sabeli of Anarchy. So that is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars. Are you familiar with her?
Not really. No.
Okay. Not well, really. I guess you will get familiar with her tomorrow when you go one-on-one with her on Superstars. So good luck to you there. All right.
You know,
well,
like I said in the chat earlier, you know, I could always have an upgrade to my birdcage. I can always make it, you know, kind of a golden color.
Okay. All right. Well, yes, you will. You may just add that gold to your wardrobe next week. We'll find out at Tropical Aggression. Good luck to you, sir, and you have a good night.
All right, senor.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next up, and that's going to be an interesting matchup, but we will find out what happens at Tropical Aggression El Vacant. We got Judge's opinion. What did you agree with Judge in his assessment of the matchup?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Well,
I don't have a lot to add to that.
Yeah, I we'll see. We shall see. Never say never, as we all know. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, she is your reigning champion, choice champion, and I'm sure you've missed the hell out of her, El Vacant. Let's bring on. Joining us on After Hours. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, boss man. Well, you've been keeping yourself vacant.
I was saying, I don't know if you were here. No, so I got sent on official business to the Philippines to make sure everything was ready for the pay-per-view.
Did you tell them to turn the temperature down?
No, unfortunately, I can't do that. But honestly, it's not that bad. It's kind of like it is here in Honolulu because you have the... You have that constant sea breeze. It never really gets crazy hot.
You know, War Corporal wouldn't let me sit on his lap the whole time you were gone.
Well, that seems inappropriate. Here, wait. Hold on, wait, ready? There you go. It's nice and ready for you.
Well, thank you. Much better. How you been keeping, Bossman?
One of many reasons that McCorkra is not a proper substitute for moi.
Not all masked men are created equal?
How are you? If you're not looking forward to the Philippines, Maeve, how you? You must be dreading it here in Hawaii.
I'm not planning on going outside more than I have to.
Really? I mean, sunscreen is a thing. You know, you can use that. And just saying,
I brought yourself up. I brought sun cream. Brought a hat. I brought a shawl, but none of that changes the fact that it's feckin' hot.
It's not that hot. It's like 85 degrees out. That's nothing.
It's awful.
It's not even particularly humid. I mean, it's humid compared to home for me, but it's like, compared to the East Coast of the U.S., it's nothing.
Well, I hope maybe.
I understand. I come from Mexico. You come from a very cold island. I get it.
I'm glad you understand.
All right. Well, Maeve, we've talked about your match against Razor at Tropical Aggression, the Champions Choice Championship, the Irish Kryptonite match. And explain to El Vacant what the rules are. He was a little confused earlier.
I think you were confused because you were confused, Bossman. The rules of the Irish Kryptonite match are that Razor Lad can only use moves that have the word super in the name.
See, I told you, El Vacant. I told you it wasn't Irish. You wouldn't listen to me.
My bad.
So that gives him Superman Punch, Super Kick, and Superplex.
See, I told you there were three moves, El Vacant. You wouldn't listen to me.
I'm very bad. I'm very stubborn. I understand. It's my weakness.
So, yes, they have to have the word super in them. That's right.
Correct.
I knew that. All right. So. Excuse me. All right. Well, at any rate, Maeve, let's find out who you're facing tomorrow. Let's see who good old Randolph Mortimer Draw chose for you tomorrow.
Mortimer. Who hooks into a Christian church and gets themselves named Mortimer?
Apparently Randy did. You'll be taking on Joey A.
Be feckin' for real. Are you serious? It's not even my birthday.
Okay,
I'm not going to say I take back every bad thing that I've ever said about Randy, because I meant every single word as I said it. But I like Randy much more today than I usually do.
No, I'm glad you're happy. So you got Joey A tomorrow on Superstars here in Honolulu, so... an easy night for you. You can stay indoors all day for the most part. You ought to be easy. You ought to be happy.
I what? Do you hear him slagging off on me?
A little bit.
I did what?
You
did what?
Call me easy, boss man.
I did not.
You heard him, didn't you, Bacon?
I did. You did say it.
Oh. I didn't say you were easy. Good Lord. So I take it you're not going to come to the luau tonight, then?
Well, that's at night. The sun's down.
It's still fucking hot.
Not that hot.
It is for me.
How are you going to survive when you visit me in Tijuana?
You'd have to invite me to visit you in Tijuana.
You know there's a standing invite to come down to Tijuana whenever you like. You're just like, it's hot in Mexico. I don't want to go to Mexico. I'll melt. I'll catch on fire in the sun. Blah, 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 blah.
Do you want me to spontaneously combust? Is that what
I mean, for the record, I mean, it's a fair point. You're very pale.
I'd also like to address these rumors that Kant keeps tossing me away. The latest one seems to be that I hate potatoes. Do one of you want to tell him how incorrect that is? Vacant, I know you've seen me eat potatoes.
This woman likes potatoes more than she likes whiskey, and that's saying something.
Look, and now they've got McCorker going, and it's never going to stop because people are going to be like, oh, McCorker never lies. I hope you're happy. You know what? Just because I can, and because I'm feeling petty, and because I get cranky when I'm hot, I will offer 1 million of my own coins to anyone who takes the belt off of Conk next week.
Wait, say that what? Say that again? What?
She just put a 1 million coin bounty on his titles.
1 million coins to anyone who takes a belt off of Conk next week.
Wow. Okay.
Like anywhere or here?
Here in RAWF.
Okay.
Specifically, his title matches at Tropical Aggression.
All right. Well, just an RAWF belt, Conk. Just an RAWF belt.
And Albatross, I told you. I've already made one bargain with Albatross. I'll make another. If you take that belt off of Conk, I will give you 1 million of my own coins. A promise from me to you.
Wow. Holy cow. A bounty out on Conk. Conk, you know you've really made it when you got bounties getting put on you by okay. Damn. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to discuss, Maeve? I don't want to kick you off the knee after you haven't been on it for a few weeks, but if you have anything else, we need to move on.
I were awful deprived these last few weeks. I didn't have a knee to sit on. My tag partner was out of town. It's just been a trial for me, and now I'm here where I'm going to melt. I reckon it's too early to know what my Rankin's match for next week is going to be.
Yeah, it's too early.
Well, then I think we're good. Good luck to everyone, especially if you're facing Conk.
All right. She is, ladies and gentlemen, your Champion's Choice champion. She is Maeve O'Hare. And, it isn't that hot out, is it, El Weekend? Or am I just...
No.
Because I may not... Okay. It's good. Guess, you hate the cold, she hates the heat. I can't make either both of you happy.
Sure you can.
How's that?
Find a nice, you know, middling temperature area.
So it's going to be hot. Okay. At any rate...
It can be pleasant. We could go somewhere where it would be pleasant. We both, you know, when we both have, find a place where it's like 75 degrees. We'd both be happy.
Right. All right. Well, at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, next up, let's talk to Ice Cold.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, ice cold Aaron McFadden now joining us. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Rob Mateus.
So let's see here. A few days ago, you put out an open challenge, I believe. Let's take a look here. An invitation in the tropics. So an open challenge for a Philippine street fight, but you have no takers at this point, do you?
Not that I know of.
Well, I mean, I'm sure somebody will answer the call. We'll just keep sharing that. And I'll share it right now. An invitation in the tropics. McFadden is looking for an opponent for a Philippine street fight at Tropical Aggression. And I find it hard to believe nobody will answer that challenge eventually, Aaron. So you keep it up. But I will tell you something here. You've been doing, you know, I don't know if you heard the rankings last week, but you are just on the cusp of making the top 25 as of right now. So keep up what you're doing, and we might see you in that final top 25.
Got it.
All right. But tomorrow your opponent is someone pretty tough, actually. Big F'n Hitman you'll be facing tomorrow here in Honolulu. He is currently ranked in the top 25. So a win over him tomorrow would be pretty big for you. What are your thoughts?
Just another person in my way.
All right. Short and sweet. I like it. I don't know where else to go with this. Is there anything you wanted to discuss, Aaron?
Well, last time I was here, Judgment laid out a challenge for Graveyard Smash with his silly little Kenny Candle pole match.
Yes, he did.
And I've been gone for a little over a month to think about it.
Oh, really? All right. And you've come to a decision on this?
And the answer is no. I'm not part. Gregor Smash is on Halloween. I'm not participating in some silly little Halloween Christmas type match around Halloween. So no. But if Judgment wants to have a match against me at Great Earth Smash, we're going to have an old-fashioned First Blood match instead.
Well, I guess that would be up to Judge whether he wanted to accept that challenge. Judge, are you still here? Judge? Unmute, Judge. Well, I tell you what, we'll see if Judge, if we get an answer from Judge, I'll let you know. But you want a First Blood match with Judgment at Tropical Aggression now, huh? All right,
no,
interesting.
For Graveyard Smash.
Oh, for Graveyard Smash? Oh, good Lord, okay, well, in that case, it's his turn to take time to think about it, because, good Lord, we still got almost 2 months till months till Graveyard Smash. Yeah, so, yeah, okay.
Well, that's the thing. I need to think about it, and when it comes to a famous person said, when you think you have the answers, I change the question.
All right. So there's that challenge. Now we'll just have to see if anybody accepts your challenge for the street fight at Tropical Aggression. And if they do, then you will have it. If they don't, well, you'll probably just have to be put in a regular rankings match, all right?
Got it.
Got it. All right. Thank you for your time. Ice cold Aaron McFadden, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he's certainly ambitious, isn't he, Hell Vacant?
He often is. Often is. His issue has never been his willingness to put himself out there.
That's true. Very true. All right. Our next caller, ladies and gentlemen, challenges STB for the Platinum Dragon Championship next week at Tropical Aggression. Let's talk to...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the wind to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. Baptizing blood of the ball and keep it G. Go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat a neck, out of gram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cage. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep by the open wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the P to the O to the G, the paragon of greatness. Good evening, paragon.
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, keep them away from Maeve.
You're all going to get killed in your sleep, I'm telling you.
Well, Paragon, that was an interesting open, that cold open there from you. I'm not even sure what it meant.
Yeah, you know what? The intended audience got it, and that's all that matters.
All right, I guess I'm not intended audience, but that's fine. Paragon, first of all, Paragon, thank you for co-hosting with me the last few weeks while El Vacant has been in the Philippines, getting stuff ready for Tropical Aggression. But on that note, it is your turn to get ready for Tropical Aggression, as in just 8 nights' time, you will be challenging Simply the Best for the Platinum Dragon Championship. What are your thoughts as we get closer to the pay-per-view?
Like, I feel like it's been covered a lot over the past couple of weeks, and I don't want to spend too much time talking about how this is simply the best moment. I think that we know that at this point. This is the do-or-die moment for him. He could establish something that very few people have ever done. So more of what I'm going to discuss here is something that I often don't look at in matches that I have, especially these really important ones, and that is what happens if Simply the Best does do what everybody knows that he could do. What if he defends that championship? And before I continue this line of thought, I want to make things abundantly clear. This is RAWF. I think possibly it would be very hard to make an argument for anyone other than myself to be the person who has most gone out over the last several years and really waved that RAWF flag, represented this company with everything that they've got in every place, whether it be in an RAWF ring or not. To hold that Heart and Soul Championship is something that could not be more important to me. And I do believe that I will win that championship at Tropical Aggression. However, if Simply the Best were to defeat me, it's an interesting situation in that I wouldn't mind it as much as you might think. Because Simply the Best has embodied the talent, the skill necessary to be on top of RAWF for a long time now. We see it reflected in the rankings. He's not just a consistent threat to any given champion. He's a constant threat to that number one overall in RAWF in any calendar year type of wrestler. And for him to be somebody that represents the heart and soul of RAWF is something that I think that most of us in the locker room can agree with. He's somebody that we can be proud of as the Platinum Dragon champion. So while I will be giving everything that I can, I think that it's only appropriate that I let Simply the Best know that I always show respect to opponents, but when it's the Platinum Dragon Championship on the line, and I say with absolute sincerity and absolute honesty that this man is just as capable of representing that championship in this company as I feel that I am, that's not just a compliment. That's not just respect. That is admiration for a peer that is beyond just a talented wrestler. This is somebody who I think is very special. I think that this night could be the night that makes everybody else realize just how good he is. So, STB, the only plea that I have for you in this match to take a look back at our championship match in the Extra Points tournament this month. I want you to see the level of competition that was brought, the back and forth, the counter wrestling, the ability for both of us to continue going for multiple events in the ring beyond when anyone else would have given up, would have thought that this match was over, when everybody that was watching the match had already written the match off as finished, and then we both went another 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, another 10 miles in that ring. Bring that energy to that crowd that we're going to see at Tropical Aggression, and you and I may be able to legitimately put on the match. Not necessarily saying the greatest technical match or the greatest brawl or whatever. I'm talking about the match across the board that represents the heart and soul of RAWF better than any match has ever done in this company. Two people who literally give both their heart and their soul in that ring and do it all in front of an incredibly hot crowd for that prize. If you can bring that energy to that match, I don't think that it matters if you win the Platinum Dragon Championship match. I don't think it matters if you win the World Heavyweight Championship match. I think that you will have cemented that spot with the moment that you can create if you bring that energy.
All right. I mean, it should be an interesting night for STB. You and I have already talked at length over the last few weeks about STB's how important this night could be to STB. El Vacant, do you have anything to ask Paragon?
Well, so I'm going to take it a little further. So, you know, Griffith kind of chimed in on this, and it's been mentioned elsewhere. What do you think his chances of being able to take both titles in the same night?
I said this a bit earlier. I think that STB is looking at a 50-50 odds is what I would give him on either match. And any statistician would tell you if you have a 50-50 odds and you have two shots, you are fairly likely to be taking away at least one of those.
Interesting take.
Okay. Indeed. But it is, all eyes will be on SCB in 8 days when he challenges for the World Heavyweight Championship while also trying to defend the Platinum Dragon Championship. He would become one of only a handful of people to hold both titles at the same time if he is successful. We will find out. It should be very interesting. All right, Paragon. Tomorrow on Superstars, you will go, well, this one's going to be interesting. You will go one-on-one with Conk.
Well, I mean, A-plus to Randall out there for Randolph, I believe, for giving me somebody that you know is going to be paying attention and going to be giving it all. That's a hell of a run before Tropical Aggression, the kind of opponent that you want, because you know, iron sharpens iron, and you need somebody who's not going to give you a day off. And Conk is far from going to do that. Best of luck to you out there, Conk. Hopefully we can live up to the hype of what both of us are also going to deliver at Tropical Aggression.
That is going to be a big match tomorrow here in Honolulu. Paragon, thank you for your time, sir, and have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. Other matchups tomorrow on Superstars Live from the Blaisdell Center here in Honolulu. Now, some of you out in the chat would be interested. Let's see. AF James is here. He will be going one-on-one with Undertaker. Hotshot Chaz, you will be facing, come on now, there it is, Damia, of your fellow anarchist. Damia will be your opponent tomorrow. Let's see here, anybody else? No, I think that covers everybody that's here, that's active. Other interesting matchups, Kane the Governor will take on Revenge Gibson. That one will be, I have a feeling, it affect the rankings pretty heavily. Marquis de Sade versus Tigress should be a good one. Knox Boogie will take on the unsettled Chris Cage. Uber Vegan TPO versus Strangleheart will be a pretty close one. And Bruce the Shark versus Billy Gunn should also be a very good matchup. So some really big matchups tomorrow here in Honolulu. And, of course, the main event, Killer Neptune versus Hobo Ezekiel for the Superstars Championship in your main event. So any final thoughts, El Vacant, that you'd like to discuss tonight before we call it quits for the night?
No, I think we kind of covered everything. It's good to be back. It's a good show. You know, and I'm really looking forward to getting back to the Philippines pretty shortly.
So you're not going to, like, have you tried on a grass skirt since you've been here?
I cannot say I have.
Oh.
But you know what? Look, get a couple Mai Tais in me right after the show. I'm sure we can figure it out.
Yeah, maybe we can even get you to wear coconuts on your. Never mind.
All right, ladies.
What?
What?
Huh? Never mind. What? All right, folks. I think we're going to... One last thing I'd like to plug. Do not forget to join Papa Shaker's Pulmonary Fibrosis Awareness Tournament that he's been posting pretty regularly in the chat on the feed. Let me find the scene. His awareness company is holding a pulmonary fibrosis awareness tournament. So here is the scene. If you haven't joined or want to donate, go to this scene, check it out, and let Maeve, yes, you can also let Maeve know if you need an invite. All right. Well, with that being said, I think we're going to call it a night. El Vacan, anything? You have nothing else left? Nothing?
I do have one thing. You know how I always like to have some sort of special thing for each pay-per-view at the truck? I hadn't announced it yet, but I do. We've been working very steadily. One of the things I did while I was over in the islands is found the source of a very prominent local food and worked with, you know, I brought with the nephews, and we worked with the chefs to kind of come up with a really good thing. So one of the dishes that is very popular in the Philippines is called lechon. It's a, how to explain, it's effectively a roasted suckling pig, but it's done in a very specific way. So it's got that really good, like, bacony pork flavor, but there's like a sweetness to it because of the way they glaze it. It's to die for. So we're doing, we found that the best way to serve it is instead of doing something crazy with it, we're going to do simple lechon street tacos. And I'm telling you, if you're there, try them. They are to die for.
Wow. My stomach's rumbling as we speak for it. All right. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we will join us back here next Saturday night for the night before Tropical Aggression. Final thoughts on this big pay-per-view. Plus, should have some updated rankings. And who knows what else will happen. And we hopefully will have some people. Feel free to join us, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, if you'd like to get your voice heard on air, and, you know, you're too shy to call in, but wouldn't mind trying to record yourself talking about your match, feel free to go to vokaroo.com and record something for us, whether it be a statement, a promo, or, you know, what have you. And we'll happily play it right here on RAWF After Hours. That is vokaroo.com, V-O-C-O-R-O-O. V-O-C-A-R-O-O, sorry, vokaroo.com. All right, for El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. Let's go have some fun at the luau, El Vacant.
Oh, yes, let's.
Aloha, we'll see you all next week in the Philippines.
Hasta la aloha.